But just, you know, like everyone has been saying, just kind of seeing the backbone and, you know, going back, just back in time into kind of what has had. Mm-hmm. I agree with what everyone is saying. Yeah.
I also thought now it could be great about international news, for example, like if you can say Israel-Palestine conflict. So this is the news.
Oh,
and
right.
Then
that would be...
No, it's like super difficult job.
You're the last so decades on the Israel-Palestine
conflict. No, but not like decades, but it's like what happened, like, you know, like you could just read like recent news,
mm-hmm.
what Israel, like North Korea,
or
like what
like the
they're
Pope.
Saying and what,
yeah.
Like what, you know, different organizations, and you can tap, oh, I'm interested actually what Pope is saying about this. Like, I'm interested, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Where's two sides or multiple sides?
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
And if you do international stuff like that, that's like a category you can put on the side if you're looking for categories in terms of U.S., you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
US,
I think you should definitely have categories because if it's just like scrolling like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
his website
more.
Definitely has the trending now part right there, which I think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But having, as you said, on that end,
because
like there's always going to be those like half dozen to 10 topics everyone's like has on their mind.
Right.
Also, if
like
you had like a
here.
Search bar too.
Well, that and it's the same with every news source.
No,
you
got three stories on.
Politics. Oh, we're here. Politics.
Vice found it.
Yeah.
Where is
just
it?
Like taking
somewhere.
Up the whole. You guys are ridiculous. Anything else you guys would like to add on to that? We're coming to an end here.
Just like going along with what he just said. Basically, like this is every news organization. It doesn't matter who you are because every news organization is reporting the news. But when it comes to Twitter, like for instance, NBC, they'll tweet stuff all day long, but I'm not going to want to read every tweet.
Mm.
Like, I don't care what Lady Gaga did or Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry. But I want to know, like, the actual news. But, and of course, those things are going to get tweeted as well. So I think it's really important that if you do have those categories, it allows the user to be even more interactive with it and choose their own adventure because they're actually choosing which news they want to consume. So for me, I would never click on entertainment.
I think also, I don't know how it would work, but I think you could, for this app, use push notifications if you say, like, update on the Supreme Court gay marriage rights case, come check out a video about that on both sides of that, or, you know,
or
North
like
Korea
top, so.
Update,
yeah.
Come check out the video, you know, because I don't know if I would, if I don't know that something huge is going to go on that day, or if something big doesn't happen, why would I check this app if you're going to only have big stories or ongoing news? You know, if something on North Korea doesn't happen today, or if something on any of these three that were on here doesn't happen again today, how am I going to know not to check it? Why would I check it?
Yeah, like about the news stories,
right.
What's happening. Like, yeah, it should be, because then you can forget about this notification.
I think with this app,
like
it's
the app.
It's like... big benefit is going to be the fact that you will be able to go in depth, because as great as a lot of apps are at being instant, that's also a downfall for them because you don't know what happened beforehand, which is always really, really important when making your own decisions and judgments about how you feel about something. So I think that's going to be what you guys should capitalize on when you do eventually advertise for it. It'll be being able to get the whole story and analyze it and come up with your own decision at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's something
like
that keeps popping up, commentary, in-depth news. I feel like that continues to kind of pop up.
Yeah, and it's like,
this
shouldn't
take
go
time
to like easy news.
Yeah.
It has to be like, I think this is cool stuff for like really difficult ones. When you're like opening CNN, oh my gosh, this is, I really don't get it. About gun control, she's speaking, that is speaking, and then you go here, and it's...
And like
it's all outlined.
Once you get behind on news story, it is like kind of stressful. It's
and then you start Google or something.
Help! I need context.
It's like you're in a ball pit. And you're just
You need a I don't know, like a buoy or something. Context, please. That's all I need.
Yeah,
because then when you go to the news sources again, it really is just what is the most immediate in that story. And I mean, I'm sure you could go back a few weeks and find it, but this, like everyone's saying, would be helpful to have it all right there. So,
would you guys continue to use this app?
If
it was available?
Yeah, if it was updated regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How regularly?
Well,
weekly.
Something like
whenever the story daily. Fits it.
The story. I would like notification and when the story fits. Mm-hmm. I just like to have
quality
it.
Over
yeah, I don't think you need to force.